From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield, topping our report this hour. Panera Bread is pulling the plug on its highly caffeinated charged lemonade after it was blamed for at least two deaths. 21-year-old Sarah Katz of Jersey City, a University of Pennsylvania student, passed away last year after consuming the product. She had a heart condition and had no idea that the drink contained as much caffeine as a Red Bull and a Monster Energy drink combined. A Florida man with a chromosomal deficiency also died. Both families are suing, along with a Rhode Island woman, Lauren Skerritt, who claims the drink left her with permanent cardiac injuries. By law in New Jersey, you need to get your child enrolled for school for age 6, but should the state bring that minimum age down to 5? There's an official proposal on the books.
A bill sponsored by State Senator Shirley Turner lowers the age requirement by 1 year. Melanie Schultz with the New Jersey Association of School Administrators says right now it's difficult to pursue attendance issues with kindergarten students since some fall outside the mandatory age. Critics say this conversation isn't worth having since kindergarten is not currently a requirement in the state. Dean Alfalamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The Clark police chief and a sergeant say they can't be fired because an investigation into their alleged misconduct took too long. According to suits filed by Pedro Matos and Joseph Teston, AG Matthew Plotkin's office didn't file disciplinary charges within a timely manner, calling for them to be fired last November. His office released a lengthy report accusing them of racist behaviors, internal affairs abuses, and other improprieties. A hearing is scheduled for later today. Jersey law requires you to move over or slow down when you're about to pass a bicyclist, but Shawnee Jarvis with AAA Northeast says bikers can do their part as well.
You're riding in the right direction. You're signaling your turns. Learn those hand signals. Obey traffic signs. Obey markings. Basically operate that bike like a car.
Since the beginning of last year, close to 30 bicyclists lost their lives on Jersey roads. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is that rain ahead as the temperature drops? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
It's almost...
It's 11:04. Here's Fast Traffic.
Still jamming southbound Parkway from 144 in Newark down to 138 in Kenilworth because of road work. You've got a couple of lanes shut down getting through that stretch. Stay to the left through that work zone. Farther south over the Driscoll Bridge, delays cleared, but you got the right lane closed at the Raritan Tolls. Road work each way at the Outer Bridge Crossing. The ride is slow getting over to Staten Island. So work on 109 south past the Gothels Bridge in Linden. Delays have gotten better. Still a bit slow North Brunswick on northbound Route 130 between Adams Lane and Washington Place. It's left lane construction. And then you've got that work slowing you down on 42 southbound at 55 in Deptford. Those delays are easing. Burlington-Bristol Bridge is slow. We just had a bridge opening. Northbound on the Parkway, it looks like we have some construction delays in Port Republic approaching exit 44. GW Bridge leaving New Jersey. The lower deck is closed. The upper level is heavy. The Lincoln's going to be better than the Holland, which is losing one lane for construction. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 1118, New Jersey 101.5.
Domenski and Doyle.
On any given day in New Jersey, where are the bad smells and where are the good smells?
Entertain Jersey weekdays from 2 to 7.
Good smells on the boardwalk. Bad smells 195 at 295.
New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
If the people...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly cloudy and mild overnight. Lows will be close to 60. It's going to be a cooler day Thursday with clouds and a couple of showers, perhaps a thunderstorm from late morning on. High temperatures will be in the upper 60s to near 70. Rather cloudy for Thursday night with spotty showers. Lows will be close to 50. And then as we head into Friday, it'll be cloudy and quite chilly with occasional rain and drizzle. Friday's high in the mid-50s. Clouds and breaks of sun Saturday. Maybe a late day shower in the Northwest Hills. High 60. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And in Clinton, it's 72 degrees, Jackson, it's 70, and in Millville, it's 66 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.